This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and get involved in the conversation. It really is that easy. And I'm not saying this about all my listeners. Please, don't take this the wrong way, but you don't have to have a college degree to listen to my show. You really don't. Little common sense would go a long way. You know what I'm saying? And again, this year, my mantra, I'm going to stay on the mantra of they don't want equality, and you know who they are. No, they don't want equality. Okay? They want control. So you need to be on it. You need to be on your game. You need to know what's going on around you. I'm serious. It floors me. Again, my wife was with a group of people this weekend, and I'm going to tell you how bad we are at getting the message. I'm going to tell you how bad we are, because the majority of the people over the last couple of times she's done this, and I've been out talking to people, think the Democrats are against abortion. They think Democrats are against same-sex marriage. They think Democrats are against bigger government. How did that happen? What drugs are they giving their people? Because we got to give ours the same thing. Now, y'all heard the story that festered all weekend long, right? About Trump's old girlfriend coming out and talking about what a piece of work he was. Right? I mean, we heard that. How is he going to get past this? And, oh, my God, I told you he was a woman. Yeah, I forgot about Bill Clinton. No, we're not talking about Bill Clinton. We're talking about Trump. You know, he's a womanizer. He's a this. He's a that. And what happens? The model that was featured in the hit piece, she comes out this morning and she slams the New York Times. But is anybody, am I the only genius in the room? Is anybody surprised at this for real? Come on, guys, really. I think what's starting to happen, these stories are hitting so much, and so many of them are not true. So many of them, are coming back. Obviously, if they're not true, they're false. So many of them coming back like that. That eventually, nobody's going to believe anything these people say. And you know what I mean by these people? Nobody's going to believe anything they got going on. You're not going to be able to. Okay, I had the story pulled out. What happened to it? I hate computers. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So the model who was featured at the center of the lengthy New York Times report, the beat up, you know, talked about how Donald Trump's treatment of women, said Monday that her account was taken out of context, misquoted, and spun. No, no. Mainstream media doesn't do that kind of stuff. Do they? Am I on drugs? Does mainstream media do that kind of stuff? So she went on to say that totally tweaked what she had to say. Now, they spun it to where it appeared negative. I did not have a negative experience with Donald Trump. Roanne Brewer Lane told Fox and Friends this morning, Lane briefly dated Trump after a 1990 encounter described in the Times article. But the way she described the relationship and that encounter was much different in the way it was portrayed in the front page weekend article. Weekend, see, they know what they're doing. It's just like the dictator in chief, you know, Obama, and putting that edict out on Thursday night. We're going to talk about that after the break, maybe. So it's easy for them to spin that, and it gets to brew all weekend long, right? And the article was called Crossing the Line, How Donald Trump Behaves with Women in Private. Now, think about that. I even had somebody ask me about that earlier. And I was able to nail him because I was able to say to him, whoa. See, you're doing what everybody else says. You're running with this stuff. I don't run with it anymore. We kind of take a thought on the show that, hey, look, something comes across my screen, I'm not running with it anymore. I want to see more. I want to let it fester for a minute or two, you know what I'm saying? Now, the article opens by describing how Elaine, then 26 years old, met Trump at a pool party at the Mar-a-Lago, Trump's Palm Beach, Florida estate. Now, according to the piece, Trump had barely met her when he asked her to change out of her clothes. He gave her a bikini, which he then changed into. Elaine is quoted as saying, he brought me out to the pool and said, this is a stunning Trump girl, isn't it? The Times goes on to describe the incident as a debasing face-to-face encounter between Mr. Trump and the young woman. She said, he never made me feel like I was being demeaned. Now, she called the article very upsetting. The New York Times told Fox News several times that they would make sure that our story, she said the New York Times told her that they would make sure that the story that they were telling was hers and it would come across her way, that it would not be a hit piece. They lied to her. Well, there's a surprise, right? Now, here's the funny thing about it. So he asked her to put a bikini on and then, you know, brought her out and said, look how pretty she is, basically. And they said, oh, look, he's parading these girls around. Look how demeaning he is to the girls. But they don't have any problem with that when you know, all these other ones like the Kardashians and these other ones that come out in bikinis with big butts, you know, low-cut tops on, half-naked clothes on the red carpet. Oh, how stunning she is. Look how beautiful she is. Look how that makes her. All that's okay. And you and I both know why that is, because it's the left. You don't want to make them feel bad. When we come back, we're going to do more of this Trump line, Trump bashing. I'm Trump with Senior Host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, or you can hop up on the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A gazillion things going on up there on the. I'm getting poked by Kimberly Morin, who is a regular guest on the show, and about the Trump lion. But you know what? My attitude has always been the same. Okay, you want to beat me? Beat me fair and square. I've been in a lot of races, you know, political races, and I hate when they resort to lies and games to win. Right? So no lying. No, beat me fair and square. Slap me upside the head. Hit me with the truth. You know, and then I got a problem. Right? Before that, I mean, if you're going to play games, I'm just going to sit there and watch you implode. Because you know, I hate to say this, because you guys are going to take this all the wrong way. I have a lot in common with Mr. Trump. I really believe, and some of those people out there listening are going to go, yeah, well, we'll show you. I really believe one of the reasons that people don't run against me, one of the reasons that people don't like to have debates with me, that kind of stuff, there is no PC when I'm sitting in the room. When I'm on the panel, there is no nice. And I'm not saying you're rude and nasty. That's not my point at all. But my point is you don't hold back and not talk about somebody's, issues because it might be uncomfortable for them. I mean, when Hillary came out and talked about what a womanizer Trump was, I'm sorry. The only thing Bill's goal was to do every time he was around another woman was to get her pants off. And Trump, you know, and again, I am not a Trump supporter. Let's be clear here. I'm not an endorser or anything I'm not an endorser or anything along those lines. But what I'm saying is, at least he gave women an opportunity to become to get into careers and such that they never would have had a chance in the construction business. Does that make him a saint? No, come on. That's not what I'm saying by any stretch of the imagination. But again, I would hit people head on. I do it all the time. And I love it because then they sit there, they don't know what to say. I did an interview with a guy a month ago or something like that. And there were plenty of times, if you went out and listened to the interview, there were plenty of times in the interview where there's like a very awkward 20, 25 second just silence. It's not for me. You know what I'm saying? You guys are kicking the chat room. See, you're missing it all. Hit up the chat room, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can head up in the chat room and smarter people. And I mean this sincerely. I'm not just saying that. There are smarter people than I in the chat room. Although, apparently, I think I'm the guy with the most amount of hair in the group. But other than that, no, they're head up there. Again, smarter people than I. All right, I want to get back to this. Because my beef isn't, oh, poor Trump, they're picking on him again. That's not my beef at all. My beef is that these guys do this, and they would have done it with Cruz, they would have done it with all of them. But there's no bias in the media, right? So the New York Times, again, told a story about it. Now, if you just tuned in, we're talking about the feature the New York Times put out over the weekend, let it fester for 2.5 days. That they turned into a hit piece, and the model said it was never supposed to be a hit piece, that she doesn't have anything negative to say about Trump. And the story that they tell is that she met him at a pool party of some kind. He gave her a bikini, told her to put this on, and then paraded her out in front of everybody. She's saying, that's not true, and it's not what she said. Okay? She says... She goes, will you stop this? I hate computers, man. She says, he never made me feel like I was being demeaned in any way, she said. The New York Times told us several times that they would make sure that this was, this was her story coming across her way. So what she said this morning was that she did in fact meet Trump at a pool party, but said that he had simply offered her a swimsuit. She said, okay, since she hadn't brought one. As for Trump's comment about her being stunning, she said, I was actually flattered by that. Not demeaned. See, we've gotten to the point now. You can't give a woman a compliment. I didn't do it because at one point, in the workplace, they thought you were coming on to them. I was a married man. I was perfectly happy with the woman I had. Right? And you can't even simply say, my wife used to say to me, well, you can compliment them. You can say this. You're like, no. No. Not going to do it. So, anyway, so she described the non-presumptive GOP presidential nominee as a gentleman, and she said that she planned to support him for the election. Now, what bothers me the most about all this is not that they're hitting Trump. He's a big boy. I don't care about that. But you're going to see more and more of this. You're going to see more and more of these papers, right, of mainstream media lying on Trump on a Friday or over the week. See, no matter what happens at this point in time, this has already festered for a couple of days. This has already taken its toll on people. This is already rolling around in somebody's head, and it's going to be very hard to undo this. You with me? And then, to prove my point, I love this story. I don't know if any of you guys have checked this out or been following this, but Juanita Broderick was interviewed on NBC, and they removed a bombshell of a charge that Hillary tried to silence a rape victim. Now, we know that's not right, because Hillary's so upright. She tells the truth all the time. She's so trustworthy. But so this is kind of what I'm getting at. You have one group that's willing to tell lies and twist and do whatever they have to do to kill the Republican candidate, just so happens to be Trump. But they're going to protect the Clintons at every corner they can. They're going to fall on the sword to protect the Clintons. And again, we have such low IQ voters, people that are willing to take anything. I told you in the opening segment, my wife's been doing something for a couple of weekends, or we've been with a group of people, and I was amazed to find out how many people figured the Democrats were the ones that were against same-sex marriage. The Democrats were the ones that were against abortion. The Democrats were the ones for lower government. How did it get like that? I'm going to put it on you. You conservatives that are screaming no Trump, how did you let it get like this? How did you let our message not get across to our people? Talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm not letting you off the hook. You don't have to come back. I'll have 15 listeners. So what? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head around. You're watching on camera. But only to show you it's not a toupee. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always be part of the conversation. I don't care if you're on my side or not. Okay, but you need to be involved and engaged with other people so you know what's going on. You know what they're thinking. You know how to get to them. Yes, I know. It's not proper English. Get over yourself. You got to know what your enemy is thinking. So anyway, and this goes back to, again, we're not going to get a fair shake. No conservative, no Republican, no right. I don't care if you're leaning right. You're not going to get a fair shake from these people, any of these people. So in an interview that Juanita Broderick was doing with NBC, they cut out. Now, NBC wouldn't do that, right? Aren't they a legitimate news source? I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't watch them, so I don't know. NBC removed a bombshell charge that Hillary tried to silence a rape victim. It's just amazing to me. So Juanita Broderick originally broke her silence by speaking to NBC's Dateline in 1999. Now, Bill Clinton's rape accuser says that she told a network reporter, Lisa Myers, on camera, that she believed that Hillary Clinton tried to silence her. Broderick says that during the pre-tape interview that she began to tell Myers about a personal meeting with Hillary Clinton 3 weeks after the alleged rape in 1978, which Broderick believes the future First Lady strongly implied the alleged rape victim had to stay silent about her traumatic experience. Now, Broderick reveals to Breitbart News that an NBC staffer present for the 1999 filming rushed in front of the camera, interrupted the pre-recorded session, and declared that the allegations against Hillary could not be included in the interview. She charged that NBC went so far to refilm the portion of the interview with Myers, asking the same questions anew, and Broderick sidestepping the Hillary meeting in a new response. They forced her not to tell the truth. Now, I know some of you say you can't do that. You can't force someone not to tell the truth. But it is true. I mean, when you're in that situation, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Here she is being interviewed by NBC. She's going up against the Clintons. And she got nailed, basically. She was told not to. And that had to petrify her. But expect more of this. expect more of this as we go down the road, you know, with the 2016 election, with Donald Trump being the presumptive nominee. But I don't know. How are we going to shore up these people? How are you guys, if you're not already doing it, obviously, but how are you guys going to get out there? How are you going to shore up your neighborhood? How are you going to shore up your family? How are you going to make it so that we actually win something, that we actually follow through? You know, we did this in 2014. I said it back then. Yes, I know. You're tired of hearing it, but it's true. And you can check it out. All right? I said it back then. Great. We won the Senate. We won the House. Now what? Because if we keep going the way we're going and we don't get rid of leadership, we're going to hand it back to the Dems in 2016. I'm sorry. What direction are we headed in? Anybody? Yeah. We're heading in the direction to hand it back to them. Seriously. All right. More Democratic hypocrisy. Not like you can get away from it, right? It's all over the place. Our buddy, Mr. Kerry. You know, the one who keeps talking about fair share taxes, that it's, what's the word I'm looking for here? Patriotic to pay your taxes, that kind of thing. It's just amazing to me. Except when it's them. So John Kerry has been busted. Wouldn't it be great to see them take him away in handcuffs? But that's not going to happen. Kerry hides millions, or has been hiding millions of dollars in offshore bank accounts. Now, why would he do that? He know what it is? I'm sure he's not trying to avoid paying taxes. I'm sure. I'm sure that it's because he doesn't trust the American banks. Because Hillary's got her hand in the banks, right? So I'm sure that's not it. I'm just curious. Now, it's easy to support raising taxes when you hide millions of dollars in offshore bank accounts. Just like it's always easy to spend other people's money. And guess who's doing that? Secretary of State John Kerry and his wife, Teresa Heintz. Is it Heintz? Yeah, close enough. They've invested millions of U.S. dollars through family trusts in at least 11 offshore tax havens. According to an analyst by the Daily Caller News Foundation, the revelation comes on the heels. Think about this. No, seriously. Think about what this guy's been selling us, what his boss has been selling us. Now, the Daily Caller News Foundation, the revelation comes out in the heels of the release of the Panama Papers, a treasure trove of 11.5 million legal and financial records documenting how some of the world's richest and most powerful people have used offshore bank accounts to conceal their wealth and avoid taxes. Since the release of the papers, no American politician has been identified as using the secret of offshore accounts. A DCNF investigation has confirmed that the former Massachusetts Democratic senator and his billionaire wife, using an elaborate set of Heintz family trusts, have invested more than $1 million each into 11 separate banks. So they've got $11 million in offshore banks, so they don't have to pay taxes. Now, when you have billions of dollars, $11 million is going to make that much of a difference? I mean, seriously. I'm just curious. Since the release of papers, no American politician has been identified as using the secret of offshore accounts. But that means they just haven't found them yet. Maybe they're under different names, under shell corporations. And you know those nasty, nasty, nasty hedge fund managers, the nasty ones that you shouldn't be friends with, you shouldn't have anything to do with. Well, guess what? Who do you think they're investing in? Mainly these are hedge funds in the Cayman Islands. But I thought these guys hated hedge fund managers. Like a typical progressive, John Kerry wants to tell other people how to spend their money without holding himself to the same standard all the time, right? You know, Kerry moves his yacht. It's not a boat. He likes to call it a boat because that makes it sound smaller. He keeps his yacht in Rhode Island, which is really not far from Massachusetts. And he does that so he doesn't have to pay taxes. Now, he was a Massachusetts senator. Right, he's from Massachusetts. Why wouldn't he want them? Why wouldn't he want his state to have some of his money? Right? He flies a private jet to a climate change conference. And I'm sure it was half empty, maybe even two-thirds empty for all I know. Now, will the media hold him liable? Will the media work with him or hold him out to the same scrutiny that they do Trump or anybody else? Yes, I know. You know what? Kimberly, you're still in the chat room. Maybe we'll talk later on, huh? What do we win with Trump? I'm already moved on, but I don't want Hillary. I know some people say it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. I don't want Hillary. I don't want an accessory to murder. Yeah, I just don't want it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see me on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's a winner for you. I'm going to do all the left. I got to do all the loon stories tonight. I got so many of them over the weekend. I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to start pounding through these. Now, here's a woman or a writer. I believe she's a female. Who claims that women who abort their babies do it because they respect children and motherhood? I got nothing. I don't even know where to go with that. In a column that claimed to be dispelling abortion stereotypes, writer Maureen Shaw certainly did a lot of stereotyping herself. A pro-abortion writer and activist, Shaw's column on the pro-abortion blog Rewire, relentlessly blamed Republicans, pro-lifers, for stereotyping women who have abortions, claiming that they fail to recognize the complex reasons why women choose to abort the unborn. There's no... it's simple. You have to come back. It's the only way you're going to know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're going to miss it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Things to the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, if you don't, I can't do nothing for you, as they say. You get to stay ignorant. And we have a lot of, I mean, both sides. All sides of the aisle, under the aisle, over the aisle, in the walls, around the aisle. We have ignorant people every place. Seriously. Anyway, I want to get back at it. Again, my argument has been, if you want to beat me fair. Beat me fair and square. Right? When we were talking about Trump earlier. Beat me fair and square. Throw out real stuff and let me defend the real stuff. Anyway, I'll get back to this. This woman claims that women as a whole, they abort babies because they respect children and they respect motherhood. I'm sorry. I think it's total selfishness as to why they do this. Because most women will tell you they don't want another baby. It's going to get away their career. It's going to get away their lives. It's going to stop them from that. They had their last child 15 years ago. They don't want another one.
Because, you know, adoption now is so far out of the picture, so abnormal. It's abnormal to give birth and give a child away to a loving family who's waiting for one. 35 to 1 is the number, people. 35 families for every one baby that's born or aborted, for that matter. 35 to 1. I mean, we could fill those homes up pretty quick, couldn't we? If we just stopped killing these kids. She goes on to say, to hear the right-wingers tell it, the person who gets the abortion is usually a thoughtless teenager or young woman who uses abortion as birth control, she wrote. But when somebody has had several abortions, do they not know what a condom is? Do they not know what the word no is? I mean, I'm sorry, but when you've had someone who's had several abortions, yes, they are using it as birth control. Right, tell me something different. So, she goes on to say the way the right wingers lay it out, that abortion is simply and usually just used as a birth control method. She said in their narrative, these individuals are lining up around the block to carelessly do away with unwanted pregnancies instead of facing responsibility for not keeping their legs closed. Shaw, who has two children, argued that women who have abortions are being responsible and thoughtful because they don't take parenthood lightly. Well, apparently they don't take sex lightly. They take sex lightly. They take not protecting themselves lightly. They don't really care that you're taking a life. No, come on, let's be honest about it. They don't care. Because, see, take it back to reality. Have the real conversation. And the real conversation is, it's going to impact your life. You're going to have another mouth to feed. You might have to not be able to, you may have to give up a purse or a pair of shoes for the month. You may not be able to go out to the movies every Friday night. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on with this stuff. And yes, it is because you chose not to take the proper precautions and maybe even been with the wrong guy. I don't know. And please don't send me emails about why don't you blame the guy. I do blame the guy as much. But who bears the brunt of all of this every time, right? You women get with these low-life pieces of work. Yeah, thank you. You hit a hot button. You get with these low-life pieces of work, guys that won't work, guys that are potheads, okay, looking for a mother figure, and you get with them. And they're wonderful, and you have sex with them, and then you get pregnant. They're nowhere to be found, so you abort. Now, you're willing to have this blob when he's in your life. But now, because everything's ruined, you're going to give it to the child. That child. Don't give it to a loving family. Oh, my God. God forbid we do that. God forbid you keep the heart beating and hand it off to... You care about the kids? Right, the woman said, because they care about children. If you cared about children, you would take that child all the way through and hand it to a family who's going to take care. And do not send me. Don't be one of those ignorant fools that sends me. Don't be one of those ignorant fools that sends me an email and says, "How do you know that new family isn't going to beat that child?" I don't. I don't know that if you give birth to that baby and you have it with your foolish butt boyfriend or husband, that you two aren't going to beat the baby. We don't know. But I'll tell you what, they have a better chance at life by being born, by being given life and not having life taken from them. It ain't that hard. Look, I don't have a college degree. This isn't hard to figure out. God. Oh. You know, you want to find some of these stories that will make you throw up? Not that that's something you should do on a regular basis. Head over to lifenews.com. That's lifenews.com. And if I have to spell that for you, you are definitely listening to the wrong show. Her column continues to make me crazy. She said, I brought two lives in this world, knowing what it entails to be a mom, from pregnancy, labor, and delivery, to meeting the endless demands of another human being. I believe even more fiercely in abortion. What a wonderful person. Definitely somebody you want to invite to your cocktail party, you know? I don't even know where to go with that. She's got two little beings at home running around. And what does it say when she says, I know of all the demands I see, those two little loved ones in my life, and now I can really see why you'd want to... What, does she hate her kids? That's all I can get out of it. I mean, come on. Hello? Now that I see my two little kids running around and the pregnancy I went through and the labor I went through and the delivery I went through and having to wait on them hand and foot, I believe even more in abortion. Come on. Anybody else say, what is she saying? You can be pro-choice and be a parent. I got news for you. You guys have heard me talk about pro-choice before, but it's for a whole different reason. Everyone deserves to enter parenthood willingly, and every child deserves a parent who's willing to bear the responsibility. They would, if you would birth that child, they would have parents that would be willing to bear the responsibility. And when you enter in your sexual act, shouldn't you also be responsible? Maybe you should know his last name. Maybe you should know her last name. I don't know. I don't even know what this is. I could have a field day with this, but I'm not going to because it's the early hour. Since becoming a parent, she says, I'm beyond grateful that I was able to plan the number and spacing of my children. But if I hadn't been able to, I question whether I would be as loving a parent and patient of a mother. Listen, lady, let me give you a heads up. Hello? There are people and women and families and single dads and single mothers and all over the place. Guess what they have? They have more than two kids. It blows your mind, doesn't it? And guess what? They love them all the same. They give them the attention they need. These kids have a great life and a great upbringing. I know some of you on the left can't, that there's not enough room up there to grab that. But guess what? You can't make abortion nice. You know, the attorney that was the defense attorney for Gosselin, remember Dr. what was his name? Gosnell, Dr. Gosnell, the butcher, the baby butcher. He said abortion is a dirty, ugly business. That's what he opened it up with. Abortion is a dirty, ugly business. Well, duh, no kidding. But he put it out there. And I'll just never forget those words. Because Planned Parenthood always tries to make it seem like it's such a sterile. It's just a blob of stuff, like a tumor. We just get rid of a tumor. Everybody wants to get rid of a tumor, right? He said, it's a dirty, ugly business. I want to let that sink in for a second. Now, Shaw's, according to the writer, Shaw's overconfidence in her own knowledge and experiences is dangerous. When somebody equates their experience and thinks everybody else should be like that, boy, again, you know that whole equality thing where everybody has to be exactly the same? Right? I mean, think about it. She thinks, because that's how she feels, that's how everybody should feel. I don't even think that. Now, Shaw fails to recognize that women who have abortions are already parents. Parents of unborn babies. Now, we have these nutcases all over the place. Remember that woman that wanted, that thought that mothers, they should have cards for mothers who aborted their babies and don't have any kids. How are you a mother when you kill that thing? When you kill the baby? How are you a mother? Right? So, you abort because it's not a baby yet. It's just a blob of cells. So I'm going to abort it because this is a blob of cells I'm getting rid of. However, I'd like to celebrate Mother's Day. Maybe we make a blob of cell day. Think of how much money we'll make. There's a guy in the chat room right now. You can come up with all kinds of cards, right? We'll have a cell blob day once a year. All right, I'm going to go throw up. You guys got me all wound up. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Next hour, I'm going to get even crazier, so don't go far.